Practice 3. Conversation 1.
I'm looking forward to the French class I'll be taking at the Language Academy. I was wondering if you offer any activities outside of class. I know some language schools teach students how to prepare meals, for example, as a sort of cultural activity.
I'm afraid we don't have anything like that specifically, but we do offer a number of other activities. For example, there's usually a party every Saturday evening, and you are only allowed to speak the language you are studying at the party.
That sounds challenging, but a good way to learn. What about foreign language films?
Oh, yes. We have quite a good series of both French and Spanish films, and we also hope to show some Chinese films soon. You can find the schedule on our website.
I really enjoy sports. I especially like to play soccer. Does the academy have any teams or any organized hikes or any other outdoor activities?
I'm afraid we're too small to put together anything like that.
Too bad. I have just one more question. Where can I buy the books for my French class?
At the Academy Bookstore, just across the hall.
Conversation 2.
I'd really like to hear about your homestay experience, since I'd like to try a homestay too. What was it like living with a Chinese family? I bet you got to travel a lot.
Actually, my family didn't take any trips while I was staying with them, but that's okay. I really enjoyed being at home with them and having the opportunity to practice my Chinese.
Yes, that's the best way to learn to speak a foreign language, isn't it? You probably met a lot of people during your homestay, didn't you?
Well, that's the funny part of it. I actually didn't meet a lot of new people. The family I stayed with just wasn't that way. But I'll tell you something they did like to do. Eat. They ate a lot. I ate a lot of different Chinese dishes that I'd never tried before. It was great.
That makes me really want to try a homestay. I'm going to sign up for one as soon as I return from my holiday.
Conversation 3.
Have you made your summer plans yet, Lee?
I'm working on them. The first thing I'll do as soon as I'm finished with my classes is go spend some time with my family.
You haven't seen your parents in a while, have you?
Not since the beginning of the semester. I'll probably see some of my cousins, too.
Will you come back here after that to take any summer classes? That's what I plan to do.
Oh, no, I need a break from studying.
Then you must be planning to just relax all summer.
Not exactly. I actually have a big trip planned. I'm going to take a long hike through the northern mountains. I'm really looking forward to it.
You're crazy. That sounds difficult and dangerous. Have you ever done anything like that before?
Just a little bit, but I've read quite a lot about it, so I think I'm fairly well prepared for it. And I'm going with some friends who have a lot of experience.
Well, good luck.
Conversation 4. I notice that the monthly fee for these condominiums is quite high. What services exactly are covered by the fee?
Oh, the usual things. All the outside is taken care of, you know. They cut the grass, trim the bushes, keep the gardens nice, that sort of thing.
Good, good. What about parking? The fee includes a space in the garage, doesn't it?
Actually, no. You can park your car in the outdoor lot, of course. But if you want a space in the garage, you have to pay extra.
That's a disappointment. Well, what about repairs to the individual apartments?
Maintenance of the outside of the buildings is included, of course, but each owner is responsible for repairs to his or her own apartment.
Well, I guess that makes sense. I actually don't mind doing a little work around my own apartment. At least it gives me the chance to get some exercise.
I know what you mean.
It sounds like there's a lot the condo fee doesn't include. Is there anything else that it does cover?
There's the weekly garbage pickup. The condo fee pays for that.
Well, at least that's something. Conversation 5.
I am applying for a job here, and I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about what the work is like?
Oh, sure. It's a great place to work.
Really?
Yes. Everyone on the staff is really nice. They're all very helpful to new employees.
That's good to know.
It's a good place for a student like yourself to work. You probably don't have a lot of experience, right?
Right.
But you get good training here, and everyone is patient while you're learning.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, and the manager is talking about raising our pay next month. It's already pretty good. I mean, this job pays at least as well as other similar jobs, and now they want to give us a raise.
It sounds like they know how to treat their employees well.
They do. Really, the only problem I have with this job is that it's so far from my house. I wish it were in another place. But it's good for you, since it's so near the university.
Yes, that's the main reason I applied to work here.
Okay, well, I guess they'll be giving you your schedule soon. I look forward to working with you.